Shalom aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Menorah Meirasi Sheyichu Lishmas. Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. Shvi Shel Pesach is called in the Yerushalmi Gmar Geulasam, and that's why they didn't say Shira until the seventh day, until Kriyas Yamsuf. And I'll be Divrei Moreinu Rabbeinu Rosh Yeshiva's Shlita. We're going to try to understand what this means. Ba'imek Hadvorim. It says in the Torah, Da'abel Bnei Yisrael V'yashuv V'nachal Lufnei Piachiros, that God says to tells Moshe to tell the Jewish people that they should go back and encamp opposite Pichiros, and Paro is going to say that, oh, the Jewish people are so confused, let's go attack them. So we see a chiddush here that until now everything was done by Hashem, and here the Jewish people are taking an active role in the unfolding of the process by going back to Pichiros. Like it says, Mashki l'goyim v'yovdem, that the goyim become great and then they're destroyed, Eov 12:23, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And here it was done. Their greatness, their power, was first was created here in part by Yisrael, who made them feel strong when the Jewish people went back and encamped in front of Pichiros. So here the Jewish people are taking a role in the ultimate salvation. After the Bris Milah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, when he wants to stand, now sit, and I'm going to stand. You're assigned to your children that I'm going to stand when the Dayanim sit. It says Elohim Nitzav, that Hashem stands Ba'adas Kel, in the community of Hashem, meaning among the judges. When the judges judge, Kadosh Baruch Hu is standing and they're sitting. So to Avraham Avinu was told, you sit, and I, Hashem, Kibyachol, will stand. We have to understand that Ramban writes that all the Maisim of the Avos are Maisim of Simin Labanim. Kapol Demioni, what happens to the Avos is going to happen to the children. It's a simulation of what's going to happen to the children. That's Nogea to all of these parashiyos. So why Dafka here is there a special Chiddush about the Simin Labanecha? So it would appear that the Chiddush is that Dafka, after he comes into the Bris, Avraham Avinu is the Yoitzer. He's the Oiseh. He's the Yoitzer of the fact. He creates reality. That's what the Bris is. The Bris is creating reality. And Avraham Avinu, when he sits, he wants to be a Simin Labanim, that the judges are going to sit. Because the judges are also creating reality. They're also judging on behalf of God. That's the job. And we're not allowed to judge. Judges are allowed to judge because they're Hashem's representatives. So just like Avraham Avinu created reality when he had his Bris Milah, he created this new Bris. So too the judges are going to create a new reality when they judge on behalf of Hashem. They're active partners in creating the reality. And Hashem says to him, Vani Amod, and I'm going to stand, which means that Kiviyachal Hashem needs us. Hashem needs the judges. In other words, these are two instances where Kiviyachal, we're taking an active role, and Hashem, Kiviyachal, needs our specific actions in order to create this reality. That's the commonality between the Bris Milah and the judging, that we're both creating reality, and Hashem, Kiviyachal, needs us by Kriyas Yamsuf. It was davar v'ipuchei legamrei min hakotze al hakotze. It was two opposite extremes. Mitzad echad, it says that the Jewish people were doing everything. The gamat tzara, the tzara, and also mashki lagoyim, that the goyim are going to become great. They're going to empower the goyim, and then all of a sudden they're going to go down. And the Jewish people recognize themselves, zekeli vanveyu, this is my God, vanveyu anivahu, that we have this special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vanvehu is comprised of two words, anivahu. Mitzacheni, so that's the high level of the Jewish people, equating ourselves to Hashem. This is Hashem, and I will glorify him. I'll be like him, vanvehu. And mitzacheni, it said over here, matitzak elai, what are you crying out to me for? Alaya davar tolu l'gam l'olach, it's up to me, not up to you. In other words, you have nothing doing over here. On one hand, we have this mashki lagoyim, this creating the tzara, this zakeli vanvehu, the empowerment of the Jewish people. On the other hand, matitzakela, you have nothing doing over here. You have nothing to do. It's all me. It's not telling the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Darbel b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael. So here we have the chiddush du licht, the chiddush in Kriyas Yamsuf. Here lays the or lies the chiddush in Kriyas Yamsuf. Mitzad echad, there was a chazara l'maisa bereishis. We're going back to the beginning, to Yikavu Mayim al Mokom Echad, that the water should all gather up into one place. That's a chazara to the third day, like we see in the Pachad Yitzchak, there was a bittul, b'chelek mimaimer zeh. There was a little bit of a bittul because when the sea split, so now it wasn't any more in that makom echad. So we're going back to creation. So this is Hashem's action going back to Maaseh Bereishis. And yet we have the pasuk by Avraham Avinu. You're the one doing it. When you do the bris milah, you're the judges. You're the one making the mishpat lamata. So here we have the meeting place between Yediyah, between God's knowledge, the mahalach, that's totally in the hands of Hashem, and the bechir of man, and that's given over to man. So we have this, on one hand, it's all Hashem. It's going back to the roots of the Bria, to the Yikavu Mayim HaMakom Echad. And on the other hand, we have this inyan of Hashem needing us. HaKaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nitzrach Lehem. That's why it says that V'yashuv Yachanu Lefnei Piyachiros. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyach needs our Maisa, just like by Avraham Avinu. Shevani Amot, that Kibiachal, I need you, Elohim Nitzav Adas Kel. And that's the Inyan of Bechiras HaAdam. So we have, Bechiras Yamsuf, the Inyan of Hashem's complete power, Hashem's Yediyah, Hashem being in charge, and then we have the Bechira, our choice. And Bezis Mitzrayim and Bezis Yam, it says also that it's going to be, they're going to be Ma'or the Mitzrim, Dabir Nabu Ozne Am. Speak pleased in the ears of the people. Rashi says, "Eina aloshem bakasha." No is a language of asking. Shleyom or tzadik Avram. That tzadik Avram Avinu shouldn't say that the avdus part the Jews had to suffer, but with the freeing them, you didn't free them. So the Mela, the pasuk says, please ask them to ask for ruchush gadol. They should leave ruchush gadol. They should have this biza, these spoils. We have to understand the choram. The na should be when Moshe Rabbeinu asks the Jewish people. They should ask. And here it was said to Moshe. He was asked, please ask the Jewish people to ask from the Mitzrim. Their clay kesev and clay zav, daber na. We see in the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach, and Maimer Samech, Os Gimel, with regard to Bizis Yisrael and Bizis Hayam, this is a simanim on the future, that the oitzris of the Umas Olam, the treasure houses of the nations, are going to be emptied into the treasure houses of Knesset Yisrael. So that's the remez of Bezis Hayam and Bezis Mitzrayim, that all their spiritual treasures are going to be emptied into the account of the of Knesset Yisrael, of the Jewish common soul. The Maral and Gvuris Perek Lamites writes Binyan Shabbos Hagadol that it's called this because of the pasuk Yinei Shalech Lechem Eseyelu Anabi Lefnei Hashem Lefnei Bo Yom Hashem Hagadol VeHanora. And I'm sending you Alei Anabi before this great day, an awesome day. That's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, and he explains that the Dargah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did godless with them. That's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did godless for us great things. And every Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, and La'asid Lavo, and then they're going to be Zoch LaMadrega, Gabe Madrega, Shal Yetzias Mitzrayim Mecherus. So in the future, in the future we're going to be Zoche to this tremendous level of chayrus. And that's going to be on Shabbos. That's why the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol. Because at the end of days, the Yom Shkulo Shabbos, we're going to be zochah to this tremendous godless, this greatness, this tremendous freedom. And every Shabbos is me'ein of that freedom of Mitzrayim. So therefore the Shabbos is similar. Is a foretelling or precursor to the future chayrus. So therefore, the Shabbos before Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Shabbos before Pesach, is called Shabbos HaGadol, Hashem Yom HaGadol, where we're going to have that great day in the future. where we're going to have this tremendous freedom, this tremendous Madrega Vitzis Mitzrayim and Cheres, and every Shabbos we have a Me'ain of that. So therefore, Dafka, the Shabbos for Pesach, which is the time of Cheres, it's called Shabbos HaGadol, a remnant to the future godless, to the future high Madregas we're going to reach of freedom. The klal is that Zman Cheresenu doesn't mean that those who are originally servants are now outside. No. Rather, what it means is Dafka Idei Shekanu Maile Yoser Elyona, because the Jews acquired a higher Madrega of Cheres, and they're not Meshubed now to the Tzimtzum of Asagas Hakatnas to Mitzrayim. We're not in the boundaries of Mitzrayim of this Gash mystical world. We were then freed. In other words, we have Zman Cheresenu means that we have higher Hasagas. We're not Meshubed to the Tzimtzum, to this narrow, to the narrow Hasagas, the narrow perception of Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim narrowness, borders of this world, of Olam Hazah Gashmi, Asher Mukbalim B'Tfisasa Mufkoimim, Melahasig Litvay Siyurim Mushvat Mufshotim, that they're limited in their perception, and they are precluded from understanding and perceiving abstract illustrations, because the Seichel is Mukbal, he's not Shaykh to this. And that's the Cheres HaAmunah, and that's the freedom of faith. Sheyochel Lichlo Gam HaShenir Le Kestiris. The Cheres of Emunah is that a person's brain now is an expanded consciousness, we'll call it. He's able to he's able to maintain in his mind seemingly contradictory concepts like Yediyah and Bechira, that God has foreknowledge of that's going to happen, yet we still have free choice. And on one hand we have our Avoda, on the other hand there's Hashem's the true Yediyah, that he's running the show. So that's what we gain in Mitzrayim. This perception of this capacity to maintain both perceptions of, on one hand, what we see as our avoda, is us being in charge, and on the other hand, Hashem's in charge. And that's what the Maral was Megala, the Yitzis Mitzrayim, is a haschala. They're going to be kind of even higher level of Cheres from the Tzimtzum and from the contractions of the Seichel of today, which only can understand what seems possible. And in the future, we're going to have a more abstract Seichel. We're going to be able to see how seemingly contradictory ideas can coexist. And that's all included in Shabbos HaGadol. It's just an expanded level of awareness, of consciousness, of Das. So that we have Yitzis Mitzrayim, Gemara Geulasam. We have Tchilas Geulasam, is Tesvav. And then we have Gemara Geulasam, is Chof Aleph, when they left Egypt. Shvi Shel Pesach, when they have Kriyas Yamsuf, is they saw the Gemara Geulasam, they saw the Maris of all the Asidus Lava, Rasa Shivcha Layam, Mashalei Ro Yecheskel Ben Busi, Yeshivcha saw. What Yecheskel didn't see, as we see in the Mechilta. And they saw how they're going to get the Tiveim of Sitaim, where they're going to be planted in Eretz Yisrael. A Darga that's not mentioned in any Musaf except for that of Shabbos, Shetaleinu, Simchalatzeinu, Sitaim, Buhuleinu. This Netiyah in Eretz Yisrael, this being planted in Eretz Yisrael, sheyanki minitzchus hachiyus shela, that we take nourishment from its eternal chiyus. And then we're going to come to Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Mochoy neshiftecha, k'neged Beis Hamikdash al ma'ala, v'ashuras shmo yisbarach bo'olam b'Beis Hamikdash. Like it says, the Beis Hamikdash is put in between two of Hashem's names in Brachas Lamed Gimel. So that's me'ein ha'aliyah al gabei aliyah. So that's the Gemar Geulas of Aliyah al Gabei Aliyah until Hashem Yimloch Leilam Void. That's the Indian of Gemar Geula, that the Shivcha saw what Yecheskel Ben Buzi didn't see, what even the great Navi didn't see. And we saw how we're going to get to Tevi'eimu V'sita'eimu in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to be planted in Eretz Yisrael. and we're going to be tidaima, we're going to be planted, we're going to take nourishment from the nitzchias of the chias of Eretz Yisrael. And then we're going to come to the Beis HaMikdash, machon l'shivtecha pa'alta. He made this place for your dwelling. Keneged the Beis HaMikdash shel mala. If this is Hashem's shivtecha here, he dwells in this world, that corresponds to the Beis HaMikdash of Shemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashoras HaShchin on the world. And the Beis HaMikdash, like it says, the Beis HaMikdash is in between Hashem's two names, is Hashoras HaShchin there. So that's a me'ein ha'li al gabe ali, and that's the Gemara Geula. Ba'ali al gabe ali, we're going higher and higher until Hashem yimloich le'olam v'vayed. And the matzav, this matzav of shlemus, they're going to be zochah to shlemus habechira, and that's a mishpat asher lelokimu, kumo shayaz b'maisa bereishis and imser achshav lemata. And this gilui of chelus agabe chelus ve'ali agabe aliya v'yam makom amechuse v'apela shel oisa pela aniskel b'shira. So we're going to be zochah to true bechira when we have this matzav of shlemus, and that's the mishpat, the judgment that belongs to Hashem is now belonging to us, and we're koveya down here. We judge down here. We have true freedom down here. We have true freedom to choose. We have true freedom to judge. So that's Gilui of Cherus Agav Cherus, and that's the Yam. The Yam is the hidden. The Yam hides what's inside the Yam. The Dagim are in the Yam. They're considered hidden. And that's the Pella. The Pella is what's beyond us. That's called in the Shira. That's what we're going to be Zochet to Lasid Lava. And this is Sirokness, this emptying of Kochas Umos Olam, that's Merumas. And Bezis Mitzrayim, the Yam is Ide Sromos Agbas Hadas. We have to elevate our das. And when we elevate our das, then we can receive the oitzvus of the umas ha'olam, and we can get this shleimus. We have to expand our awareness, expand our consciousness. And therefore, it says, "Daber no be'oznei am bevakasham ucha Moshe asira malkach." His land name is Godless Hadas. Please, Moshe Rabbeinu, teach the Jews Godless Hadas. They should understand what we're being osek with here, what we're involved with over here. And through this, they're going to have chayin. They're going to have this charm in the eyes of the mitzvah. They're going to give them a clay kesem, a clay zav. It says that lo galu Yisrael ben umas olam el gairim mehem gairim, which includes new musagim ruchnim chadashim, new spiritual concepts. That's what it means to be a gair gairim. That's why it's called Shabbos Hagadol. The minhag is that the gadol is supposed to teach the people. The gadol gives a shir. In other words, he's supposed to be magdil their das. Towards that great light that's going to shine in the future, to be megala what's tamen, what's ganus, and bizes hayam was out of Yishalom Mitzrayim, because they were already inside the olam hamachusah shel hayam, and that's the gemar gulasim to show them godless agabe godless until tviyemu b'sedaimo. In other words, they already were in Mitzrayim, and they already revealed the their expansive level of das by getting Bezis Mitzrayim, their spiritual otzers, and now they don't have to ask for the mitzvah anymore. Now they have even greater godless of Tevi'emu V'sedeimu until Hashem Yimloch L'olam V'ayit. That's what it says me afterwards. They came to Mora, and it says, Sham Sam L'chok U'Mishpat V'Sham Niso. Chok is Gzeres Elyon, Kefi Das Elyon, and Mishpat is Kefi Das Ha'adam. Chok is what God says, and Mishpat is what we understand. V'Sham Niso. And there was a Bechira, and there the Neshom Nisal Bechira. But so we have these two concepts together. That was after Kriyas Yamsuf, that the mind is more expansive. We can have Chok and Mishpat working together. Kafi Das Elyon and Kafi Das Adam. And there we had our Nisayan and our Bechira, like any other Nisayan. But it was both. It was Das Adam together with Das Elyon. Okay. Please stay tuned for more. Shalom, shalom.